Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
It's Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. We're going to talk some K-State football, get into some basketball since we're on the cusp of that as well. But hey, Fitz, welcome.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We got to start asking you about, you know, the other day, the loss at Houston, so much riding on that game. Looked like the college playoff was well within the grasp of Kansas State. I'm not saying it still isn't, but what a setback. And it looked to me, by watching the bulk of that football game, trying to keep it on the TV between all the rain and everything like that, it looked to me like K-State was a little flat. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I agree. Asked Chris Klieman about after the game, he doesn't agree, and I disagree with him. I think they were extremely flat. He said they got to get back to fundamentals and stay on their fundamentals, and I'm like, well, fundamentals are nice, and you can do everything right, but if you don't do it with enthusiasm and hunger, it's not going to work the same way. It just isn't, and they didn't play with much fire at all. It came back to bite them. And then some really questionable coaching decisions down the stretch opened the door for Houston. Didn't lose the game, but certainly made it possible, and Houston cashed in.
Where does this leave K-State? We know kind of what can happen, what may not happen. We know the Iowa State game now takes on a lot of importance. We know Colorado and BYU are in the driver's seat. But just emotionally, mentally, you know, it's got to be a little bit more difficult knowing that these games lose a little bit of meaning. So what was Kansas State's kind of attitude after the game, and how do you expect them to respond?
It's a great question, and honestly, I don't know. Because it's incredible in this conference how what we thought we knew about schedules at the start of the season turned out to be completely wrong. Because Arizona State and Cincinnati sure did feel like a couple games that were going to be wins at home. Now you doubt that. And you look at the fact that Kansas State needs Colorado to lose, and they have road games at Utah and Oklahoma State. And at the start of the season, they're like, they're not getting through that. And now they are. They will. They're going to have to really screw up like K-State did to open the door, and K-State's got to win out. But if they don't come out and play with more focus and just get after opponents, they're not going to win out. They're just not. They're certainly not going to win at Iowa State without having a lot of personal, emotional investment in games.
Tim Fitzgerald with us. He speaks the truth about Kansas State in all capacities. I was really into this conference and the jumbled schedule, and I really thought the first few weeks were fun, and I'm starting to retract on a little bit of that. I knew I'd have trouble with the unbalanced schedule eventually, and here I am, and I'm having some trouble with the unbalanced schedule. I think BYU's a really good football team, but they're going to get to the finish line, at least during the regular season, without playing Colorado or Iowa State. K-State, meanwhile, will play all of those three other contenders. I guess it's just the luck of the draw, but I'm not convinced that's the best way to determine conference champions and who gets to the college football playoff.
I agree with you. Big Ten's got the same issue with Indiana. They could run the table and not play anyone that's worth a darn. And it is a problem. I don't really know the solution, but I tell you what, it is a true oddity that Kansas State has to play all three of the other contenders in this conference on the road, and Kansas State is the only team, and they play them at home, the other three play. So it's given them a big advantage, but it also gave K-State an advantage in tiebreakers, because you get down there and the winning percentage of your opposition in conference play is one of the tiebreakers. Well, K-State squandered that, but it might come back and play if they can get into a tie with some folks. Of course, they would own the direct tiebreaker with Colorado and Iowa State if they went out. The issue is probably, as much as anything, is Texas Tech. What if they went out? What if they're the ones to hand Colorado the loss, and then they end up with a tie with Kansas State?
Do you think, and this might be a bit extreme, but you can tell me, do you think Avery Johnson faces competition at quarterback next year? I'm not saying he's going to be benched or anything like that, but is there a chance they bring in someone who can push him a little bit? Do you see that as a possibility?
I do. I mean, I don't know if they'd take a portal guy, though. I mean, they've got a freshman that they really like, bringing in another freshman. They might do that, but they'll have Knuth back to be the backup. It's not that they may not want to, but as they found out this year, finding someone that wants to come in and compete with a guy that of Avery Johnson's potential and youth is a little bit difficult. And I just know this. He's got to play better, but he's also apparently dealing with some health issues that we thought were healed up. But by his lack of running the last 2 weeks, it's clear he's still fighting that hip.
Talking now with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. Obviously, there's always been criticism when your team doesn't perform up to expectations, which was the case at Houston. But, man, when you're on social media after one of these games, the it's like the dam bursts. This is a big change in athletics over the past 10, 15 years. How do you find that athletes and coaches and administrators deal with some of the backlash that, that happens? Because you would think from reading Twitter the other day that K-State might as well drop the program.
Oh, they, some people want Coach Klieman fired. They want Connor Riley fired. You know, the emotional immaturity of a lot of people is stunning. And that, look, as someone who has investment in this, you know, literally, my business thrives when Kansas State Athletics thrive. So, you know, going to the playoff would be huge for me. So, you know, I was befuddled and angry about the performance. But, you know, I'm glad I don't work for any of these people that at one point of problem they chop your head off. You know, though, the strangest thing, look, I understand these people will lash out at coaches and players, but the amount of hatred media gets after a loss is baffling. The number of times I'm told, this is all because you guys don't ask hard questions. I'm like, what would you like to ask? And I'm like, I've literally asked every one of those questions. Because of the emotionally immature, I think our job is to be confrontational with coaches, not ask questions to get into arguments. And that's not at all our role. You would think people would understand that because media is more transparent now than ever. I mean, they can communicate directly with us via social media, but they don't. They think we're there to act on their behalf, and we're actually there to get answers to questions that need to be answered. And look, we're not there to beat the truth out of them. If a coach wants to lie to us, literally, what are we supposed to do about it other than keep pushing on the question? So I'm just – social media is – it's not a fun place all the time. Most of the time I love it, but boy, when people start lashing out at media because they emotionally can't take a loss, it's just truly kind of sad on their behalf.
Yeah. Just along those lines a little bit, switching to basketball, is it fair to you know, kind of expect not a slow start, but maybe that it'll take some time with Kansas State basketball, just because they're built around a lot of transfers, a lot of guys that haven't played together, or since that's just kind of the nature of college basketball, do people just expect them to hit the ground running? And if there's a slow start, we might hear similar backlash.
You could. I mean, it's very common, and I do expect kind of a slow start because exactly what you said. The upside Jerome Tang has with this group is they've been together since the start of the summer, which his other two teams were missing a piece or two. This group of guys have been together, which isn't only about X's and O's. It's about, you know, the locker room and forming a true team on and off the court. I think this will be a pretty good team, but getting there is a process. And you can tell by his non-conference schedule, he expects that to be a process. And getting into Big 12 is going to be really tough. This conference is brutal. And some teams that their fans are really used to winning a lot of games are going to see their teams lose games. Because with competition comes more setbacks. Someone loses every game, which is great until it's your team that does it once too often for your standards. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of peeved fans throughout basketball because they're not reaching the lofty expectations those people might hold.
We're with Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. I'm going to ask you for a prediction, although I don't know if you'll have one, but we're going to have a 12-team playoff. I can't wait. It's going to be fascinating. Does the Big 12 get two?
I would think that the only formula for that at this point involves K-State losing to Iowa State, so they go. Maybe the loser, if they're both, well, Iowa State, let's say Iowa State wins and BYU loses. BYU loses the title game, they might sneak in. If Colorado isn't involved in the title game, but with, you know, three more wins, climbs up into that range, they could sneak in. And let's be honest here, this, at the end of the day, becomes about TV ratings and, you know, national interest, and Colorado brings that in a way no one else in the Big 12 does. BYU brings in a giant fan base. So those two teams are pretty equipped to maybe be that second choice.
All right, lots to play out still in the college football season. College basketball getting off and started today. K-State opens its season tomorrow against New Orleans. Tim, we always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, boys. Great to hear from you.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.